Hi everyone, welcome back to Bird Watching. This is a podcast about the cultural legacy and impact of the crow. I'm your host, Randy, and today is our fourth anniversary. This has been Bird Watching's biggest and best year yet, and I am so thankful for you listening in. I usually try to keep our Devil's Night episode short and sweet, so you can go get prepped for Halloween instead of listening to me ramble. So today's episode mostly focuses on the insane video game adaptation of The Crow: City of Angels. But before we dive into that, I would like to mention something very cool that I got to go do. I spent most of my late summer, early fall in Los Angeles with my dearest friends, and The Crow and City of Angels were showing in a double feature at the New Beverly Theater, which, if you don't know, is Quentin Tarantino's theater. They show everything on film there, and it is a gem of history and cinema, and I was so excited to be there, and it was wonderful to hear an introduction to the film by Sam Pressman, who is Edward Pressman's son. They were doing a series of Ed Pressman's films that he produced. And of course, Pressman produced all of the Crow films. I believe one of his last projects is the remake that we'll probably be hearing more about in the near future. I also got to briefly say hello to one of my absolute design heroes, Alex McDowell, who set designed the first two films. Alex was there with his wife, Kristen, who designed City of Angels costumes as well. I didn't cry. I did not. The New Bev was decked out with alternate posters and cool art pertaining to the films, and as is tradition, they show a cartoon before the film start, old school style, which featured a mischievous crow being a real pain in the ass, so it was great. Seeing the crow on film was a total treat. It's insane how luminous it looks on 35mm, and it was Tarantino's personal print of the film, so it has been well cared for. I couldn't think of a better way to spend an evening in LA with my friends, and I am so insanely grateful that I got to experience that. So now, let's get into an extremely silly piece of Crow history. The Crow, City of Angels, the video game. First, I want to give a huge shout out to World of Long Plays on YouTube for their comprehensive walkthrough of this hard-to-find game. I meant to get my hands on a copy and play it. This was harder than I thought it was going to be. I will still probably try to do this. I might even get into the world of Twitch streaming to make it happen, but for now, I have let others live through this harrowing experience. 1997 was a banner year for video games. Star Fox, GoldenEye, Final Fantasy VII, Quake II, The Curse of Monkey Island, and somewhere in the mix, City of Angels was released to the public for Sega Saturn, PlayStation, and PC. It is a side-scrolling beat-em-up, much like Studio Grey Matter's previous game, Perfect Weapon, but with the crow skin slapped on. The release was originally supposed to coincide with the film's August 1996 release date, but it was pushed to January of 97. City of Angels is pretty universally regarded as a very bad video game. The graphics are poor, even by 1997 standards, 3D figures on 2D backgrounds, especially on non-PC platforms. It looks even worse. The gameplay is very jerky, the controls inaccurate and frustrating, and the limited dialogue lines are repeated so often by NPCs that it becomes irritating very quickly. Also, the dialogue is just very bad. Sometimes when you're beating up some guy, he just goes, "Hey, clown face," and that's my personal favorite line reading. It is a beat-for-beat adaptation of the film, with the movie's gang villains being the bosses, but with worse line readings, nothing beautiful to look at, and abysmal, overly loud music. The reason this game is even remembered is because it's bad. IGN had it on their worst games list all the way after the fact in 2014. Perhaps most famously, early YouTube sensation, the Angry Video Game Nerd, made a video about it in 2016. I thought James Rolfe's coverage was good, even with the nerd character's typical over-the-top commentary, and it's a fun watch that capitalizes on the worst parts of the game. And it certainly brought more attention to this piece of history. The video is currently sitting at 4.8 million views. It's honestly surprising Rolfe's other YouTube venture, Cinemassacre, hasn't covered any other Crow stuff at time of writing. One nice thing I will say for the City of Angels game is that it does feature a hidden Easter egg tribute to Brandon Lee. If you hit credits and press a triangle, a crow flies across the screen sweeping into a memorial picture. It's sweet, but it doesn't seem like too many people took the time to beat the game and hit credits to see it though, but that is a thing that exists. I am what the kids would disdainfully call a gamer, and I think that it sucks that there hasn't been a Fantastic Crow video game for me to grab a platinum on. Maybe this will change with the upcoming remake, but I urge anyone tasked with that mission to maybe take a look at the past before diving into development. I'd love to see like an Arkham-style series with this game. You could even do original characters. It doesn't have to be based on anything. It'd be so cool. I think it has potential. I don't think it's a bad idea from the jump, but this one didn't turn out great.